Today is Thursday, August the 31st, 2017, and I am at the home of Lois Verbka at Raven Landing, and I thank you, Lois, for participating in this Raven Landing Resident Stories program and our project. So now I will ask you to begin by telling us about yourself.
I was born November the 25th, 1929, on a farm in Nebraska, where I lived until moving to Alaska. Maternal great-grandparents migrated to U.S. from Scotland. Great-grandfather fought in the Civil War. Paternal great-grandparents migrated from Germany. I came to Alaska for better job opportunities. First job in Alaska was at the state-run medical laboratory, later with the Department of Corrections. I retired February the 1st, 1985, from Department of Corrections. My fondest memories are of growing up in Nebraska during the Depression with my five sisters and parents. I always thought I had the smartest dad in the whole world. I still think that today. I give him credit for being the person I am today. I moved to Raven Landing after my husband died. I didn't want the responsibility of caring for a house. My favorite age was my growing up years in Nebraska.
Very good. That was very good. You were prepared for me, and I appreciate that. But tell me, were you married when you came to Alaska?
Yes.
Well, where did you meet your husband, and when were you married?
Oh, well, we went to high school together.
Oh.
He was 1 year ahead of me, and we didn't date when we were in high school. It wasn't until he got out of the service that we started dating. And, of course, I knew his family well. All of his great-grandparents came from Czechoslovakia.
Oh.
So he's a 100, was a 100% Czech.
Oh, very good. And so when were you married?
We were married November the 26th, 1952.
And you came to Alaska?
Leonard was already in Alaska.
Oh.
His sister and brother-in-law were stationed at Ladd Field.
Oh.
And there were no jobs in Nebraska. So they called Leonard and said, if you want to come, we will send you an airplane ticket. So he flew up to Alaska. He could have gone to work the very next day at Ladd Field, but he went to work instead the second day that he arrived in Alaska. And he retired.
Where'd he go to work that day?
He went to work 2 days after he arrived for the federal government, Roads and Grounds. And he retired from Roads and Grounds in
It'll flip to the top maybe before we're through.
Yes.
Okay, so he came and he got his job and then he sent for you?
Yes.
And was this the furthest you'd ever been away from home?
Oh, absolutely.
And you flew up here?
I flew up on Pan Am. And Pan Am did land at Ladd Field. The airport. When Leonard came up, Pan Am landed at Ladd Field. The airport had just been opened.
When you came?
When I came. There was no terminal. There was just like a little outhouse thing where you bought your tickets and so on. And airport road was gravel.
And then, what year was that? Was that?
That was in 1952.
52.
And Fairview Manor had just opened up. And I mean, that was the place to live.
And that's where Raven Landing sits today, right?
Correct.
Yes. Yes. So you saw that when it was brand new and when it was demolished.
Oh, yes.
Yes, very good. Did you have children?
We have one daughter, Geraldine. She's a graduate of the University of Alaska. And she and her husband still live in Alaska today.
In Fairbanks.
In Fairbanks, yeah.
Very good. Is there anything else that you would like to have on the record that you've thought of?
Well, I could leave Alaska, but I don't want to. I will never leave Alaska. I would never go back to Nebraska. It was a wonderful place to grow up, but I could not go back.
Tell me about a few stories about you and your five sisters during the Depression.
Well, oh, we had fun. Of course, we had to make up our own games. We didn't have toys. The farm right beside us had five girls and no boys. So the 10 of us were very, very close. The 10 girls.
Oh, yes, I can imagine.
Yeah, and if somebody came to visit, they would ask that, visit us. They would ask the Miller kids to come over so they could take a picture of us 10 girls together. Or if they had special company, they would ask if we could go over there and they could take a picture of us. They considered us pretty special.
Yeah. Did you have chores on the farm too? Or do you remember just the fun part?
Well, the one thing that I enjoyed doing, I didn't have to do it, but I liked it. I liked to pick up the eggs out of the hen house. We did not milk the cows. That was something my mom and dad did together every night and every morning.
That was their job.
Oh, and I also would like to go out to the pasture and bring the cows in.
Oh, when it was time to milk them.
When it was time to milk them, yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was fun.
And also, my bedroom window opened up to the east. And I enjoyed listening to the roosters crow first thing in the morning, as soon as the sun started rising. And we also had a coyote that lived in the pasture. And at night, I could hear the coyote howl. And that was fun.
Oh, sounds like a wonderful time.
Oh, I had a wonderful childhood.
Have your sisters visited you in Alaska?
Yes, yes.
They have.
Every one of them has visited me.
Oh, that's...
Except my youngest sister did not. Mm-hmm. But they have all, most of them have come up.
Yeah, good. And you've gone to see them,
and we
I'm
did
sure.
the Alaska things, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we went to Nebraska every other year.
Every other year?
For vacation.
Yeah, that was home for both of you.
Yes, well, and Leonard was on contract. At that time, the base, there weren't enough people in Fairbanks to hire. And so to keep a person, you could go on contract. And they would buy, we got a ticket to Nebraska every 2 years.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. That was wonderful.
It was.
And that was a wonderful time. You've seen a lot of changes in Fairbanks.
Oh, yes.
A lot of changes.
A lot of changes.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
But my little hometown in Nebraska hasn't changed one bit. I think the population when I was growing up was 620-some people. And I think it's the same today.
When was the last time you were back there? That's okay.
Well, we went back to Leonard's 50th class reunion. We went back a number of times. I guess it was in the 70s, probably.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been some time, but it's probably still little.
Oh, yes.
Did Leonard have brothers and sisters, too? Or?
Yes.
Oh, he did.
He had just one sister and five brothers.
Oh, the other way around, five boys. That's, we had to have something for the five girls.
Yeah.
Are you the only one that married into that family?
Yes.
And only one of your sisters that married into you?
Yeah.
So how would you describe your experience here at Raven Landing?
Well, it is the best place for me. I feel very safe and secure. I like the idea that all I have to do, well, I don't even write out a monthly check. I have it automatically taken out of my checking account. And there's no light bill to pay, no heating oil bill to pay. I like all of that.
Yeah.
That I have no responsibilities
right.
in keeping a house running.
And you have a wonderful apartment where you have a view of a lot of activity, right?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I do.
Because she faces out on Cowell Street, so. Well, is there anything else?
No, I can't think of anything.
I can't think of any questions, so I'll say thank you again for letting us do this.
Well, this was fun.
Okay. Very good. It was fun for me, too.